believe it or not, we get like toothaches and earaches, right? So worst case scenario, we get a phone call with an old lady that's not breathing and not responding, but yet we've used
We're out
our
there on a
resources
toothache
on the
call
toothache, you know, on the
or an
toothache call,
earache.
and now our resources have been, you know, masked. So we're not able to respond to that because we're going to these calls. We don't have the authority to reject anybody and say
Right.
no. Whenever anybody calls, we have to. We don't have that
And you
authority.
can't reprogram that ambulance and call it back.
We can divert in triaging of the severity, but it has to be on the go. You know what I mean? Because we can't tell them, okay, drop that patient off somewhere and then go to this one because it's more critical. When we're on that call, whether it was an earache or whatever, and we have an unresponsive, we cannot divert when the patient is in. So that's why we hope that the public would understand that, you know, call an ambulance when you need.